Hour number two, Chasing Big Joe. 102.5, 106.3, the game here on this Friday. First Horizon Park, the Nashville Sounds opening night. Looking forward to that, but continuing some football discussion as we're pleased to be joined by new Titans quarterback Tim Boyle, who is on the line with us. Tim, good morning. How you doing?
I'm fantastic, boys. I appreciate that. I got to say, that was an electric opening there. That was fantastic.
It only gets worse from there, though.
No, I don't know. We like to bring the energy. That's what
we certainly... That was incredible. It's a pleasure to be here this morning. I appreciate you guys having me on.
Well, welcome to Nashville. I know that this has got to be exciting, but I'll just start with the easy question. Why the Titans? Why was this an appealing place for you to continue your career?
Yeah, man, it's, you know, I know the division. I spent a little bit of time in Houston. I really like the division, but ultimately, man, it's about opportunity. It's, they were, one of the few teams to include me in their plans this offseason. You know, after finishing with the Giants last year, I think March 12th was free agency, and I was able to, get a couple contacts from a couple different teams, and, Tennessee, called me down, had me in for a workout, and, apparently saw what they liked, and decided to sign me. But I think it's going to be a really good fit. I know a couple of guys on the team, a couple of coaches as well, and I'm actually fairly familiar with the offense, thankfully. So I think it's going to be a really good fit.
Well, and that was my next question. Brian Callahan, you know, the offense that the Titans run, you know, the appeal with him, being able to work with him as a guy that has spent, you know, his entire career working with quarterbacks, I'm sure that had to be a big deal.
Absolutely. And, you know, I'm actually a good friends with Will Levis. He went to my high school, actually, in Connecticut. So I left and he came in. So him and I are well acquainted with each other. And just talking with him the past couple of years, obviously he only had Cali for 1 year last year, but he really likes the offense, you know, the pro style West Coast system. And from a terminology standpoint, it's very similar to what I'm used to with the kind of rooted from the Shanahan system. So I'm excited to kind of stick my teeth into the offense and the terminology. But yeah, being around, you know, good coaches is always a blessing. You know, it's I think I'm a huge believer you're a product of your environment, and I'm excited to work with those guys. I think there's a hell of a quarterback coach in Beau Hardigree as well, so I'm excited to get back in that room. And like I said, just sink my teeth into the offense, get to know the guys, and, you know, plant my roots hopefully down in Nashville.
We're joined by new Titans quarterback Tim Boyle here on the Chasing Big Joe Show. And look, it's no secret. You're walking into what's now, there's three of you in the quarterback room. We all are aware the Titans have the first overall pick and could certainly take a quarterback. It could be a crowded room. But in some ways, is that a good thing for creating the competition between, you know, the three of you and Will and Brandon, yourself and somebody else? I mean, competition has to be good, right?
Absolutely, yeah. I mean, it's one of those things. The NFL is always going to be competition every year. And you know, I just finished my seventh year in the league last year, and every year for me has been an absolute dogfight. And I kind of think it brings the best out of me and most competitors. You know, it's a production-based industry, and if something's handed to you, you know, some guys take their foot off the gas, but every year for me, I have to be full throttle and I have to be ready to go. So, yeah, do I understand that there's three quarterbacks right now? They have the number one overall pick. Well, you know, do they want to go quarterback? Do they not want to go quarterback? You know, that's above my pay grade. So, what I can control right now is trying to learn this offense as best as possible and try to build some strong relationships so I can put myself in the best position to succeed on the field. But, you know, there's a lot of speculation, a lot of assumption of what's going to happen, what the quarterback room could look like. I'm excited to meet Brandon. I've never really been around him. Obviously, like I said, I know Will, and, you know, I'd be obviously very willing to help a young quarterback if we do end up getting one. But I'm trying to live in the world of controlling what I can control and bring my positive energy to the room every day. And hopefully, as the chips fall, just land a spot long term with the Titans.
I love it. New Titans quarterback Tim Boyle's on the phone with us today. You know, I looked at your career, and you talk about you've been in a dogfight every year. Even when you were an undrafted free agent with the Packers, I'm sure everybody told you, you'll never make the team, you'll get there. What has kept you going? Because obviously you're doing something well, Tim.
That's a good question, yeah. And it's something I guess I don't really get to reflect on often. But, you know, I kind of have this chip on my shoulder, and it's not an unhealthy chip. But, you know, just the fact that, you know, I wasn't good enough to get drafted. And, you know, there were guys drafted in my year who are no longer in the NFL. So there's kind of that edge that I have of, you know, I wasn't good enough to go to the combine. I wasn't good enough to get drafted. And I want to go prove it. Early on in my career, I wanted to prove other people wrong, and I've kind of transitioned into wanting to prove myself right. You know, every year I just want to prove that I can still do it. I can still show up. I can still play good quarterback. I can be a good leader in the locker room, in the quarterback room. And, you know, I think having that chip on my, a healthy chip on my shoulder is a good thing. And I want to continue it. You know, I told myself my goal is to try to have 10 plus years in the NFL. This will be 8. And like I said, it's a dogfight, but I do think that edge, that dogfight mentality in me, it keeps me sharp every year because, you know, I'm 30 years old and, you know, some people think that's older in the NFL, but, you know, I've had really nothing handed to me. So, going out and proving it every day, proving myself right every day, I think is important.
I love it. How well do you know Brian Callahan?
Not extremely well. You know, I got to meet him this past couple of days when I was down in Nashville for my workout. But I do know what he's been, you know, from a quarterback standpoint, just his resume. I do know the system he runs, you know, just watching some film on the Titans the past year. But I do know he's a good family man. He's, you know, he made a wonderful impression with me, you know, just the couple conversations I had a few days ago. And I'm really looking forward to getting to know him better as well.
Is it more of a like, hey, we can't wait to get you here? I mean, he probably didn't sit down and do a lot of X's and O's with you. Just the fact that we need kind of a veteran presence, and you seem to be a very veteran presence everywhere you go. I guess you got to be excited for this opportunity too, because you're mentoring, you're playing. You might be I think you could be a great future head coach down the line if you want to do it at any level.
Hey,
so it's
that.
So all of this is just, you're still like a kid, right?
No doubt. I mean, hey, I started playing when I was 6 years old. Like I said, I'm 30 now, and I haven't worked a day in my life. I mean, the inner child in me screams every day because I get to do the play the sport I love. And to your point, I just want to be a good presence for the team. You know, I think, you know, football is such a cool sport because all 11 have to be on the same page, and team camaraderie has to be so high. And my big thing that I'm going to preach, hopefully when I can coach down the road, is culture. You know, I want to be a good culture guy. I want to make sure guys are hanging out outside the facility. Like, and I think the most important room in the building is the quarterback position. So I think just bringing my positivity, bringing my presence, my experience, you know, the things I've messed up, the things I've done well, and just trying to bring that to the room. And I think Brandon's going to do the same thing. Obviously, he's older than myself, and he's played more football than I have. And I'm excited to be around him and learn from him as well. But yeah, man, I pinch myself. I'm 30 years old. I get to play football. I'm excited to be able to just be around the guys and get to know them. But yeah, I'm excited to hopefully be around a couple younger guys and help those guys out and have them learn from a few of my mistakes, hopefully.
How much did you know about the Titans before you signed this week?
Yeah, I know a decent amount. You know, it's like I said, I was in the division last offseason. I spent all of OTAs and training camp with the Houston Texans. So just being around the division, I got to know just the brand of football that they played. Obviously, when Vrabel was there, just the mentality, the physicality they brought. But last year, just I like how they operated the offense. You know, I played against the Titans last year when I was with the Dolphins, and I was able to watch Will. Unfortunately, he got hurt, and then Mason came in. And, you know, it's always cool to watch a backup quarterback play in a game midway through. And I think he played an extremely clean game. But that goes to Cali, the coordinator, all these guys who are making sure that the quarterbacks are ready to go. And he stepped in there, and I'm pretty sure they beat us, if my memory serves me correctly. So, you know, not a whole lot when it comes to Nashville. I've only been a couple times. I'm excited to sink my teeth into Nashville and explore. But I have a pretty good grasp on the offense. And just being down there, you know, in the building, it seems like the culture is wonderful. The coaches all love being around each other.
Nice.
The facility is beautiful. So I'm really excited to get back down there in April.
We're talking to Tim Boyle. He is the new Titans quarterback here on the Chase and Big Joe show. So I am curious. Most of 2023, you were with the New York Jets. And obviously with Aaron Rodgers signing there and then he tears his Achilles, what was that whole situation like of being able to work with him, having him coming in, and then, you know, unfortunately in the first game he gets hurt and then it's Zach Wilson, you got to play some. What was that that season like?
Yeah, it was a tough one. You know, I was 3 years in Green Bay with Aaron, so I was able to really get close with him there. And then, you know, fast forward a couple of years, I was able to get acquainted with him again in New York, and there was just a lot of hype around the team, man. You know the Jets, you know, bringing in Aaron Rodgers and this really good defense that we had, and Aaron's in New York, and there was a huge buzz, and we had Hard Knocks come in, so there was just a lot of energy, a lot of positive energy around the team, and you know, it was so unfortunate, you know, 4 plays into the season where there's so much hype. That he got hurt, and you know what, it hurt our team. You know, because he was our vet presence. He was our captain. You know, he was our guy. You know, Aaron's one of those guys. He speaks, you shut up and listen. And he flew out to Cali to do some of his rehab because he wanted to come back. Hopefully, if we had playoff contention, but you know, it was a tough year. You know, just emotionally because he was a friend, but also because you know I felt bad for Zach Wilson because I think he was. He was looking forward to a year where he can kind of take a deep breath and learn from an Aaron Rodgers and, you know, be a backup and kind of, like I said, take a deep breath, not be in the center of the limelight and just, you know, kind of take a seat, you know, step back and see it. And then he was thrusted back into being the starting job. And, you know, it's unfortunate that, you know, they made a couple quarterback decisions. I started playing a couple games and they benched me and then Trevor Siemian came in. So it was just it was an emotional year, just a lot of ups and downs. But any time you can play an NFL football game, you're blessed. You know, whether it's a win or a loss, you just want to go out there and do what you love. And it was a fun year. I loved being in New York. I loved the facility, the people. You know, that's the cool part about our job as well. It's just you get to meet a lot of really cool people and experience different parts of the country. So a tough year emotionally, but a lot of cool things to learn from that year when it comes to me and my development.
Tim, please tell me you're going to write a book about your career.
Oh, man, a lot of people have told me to do it, but I don't even know where to begin. But I know it's been a pretty crazy career. But, you know, hopefully whenever the dust settles and I can kind of, you know, put a closing chapter on my whole career and I can finally step away from it, you know, I'll digest it all and hopefully I can come up with something. But, yeah, it's been a pretty crazy career, a lot of ups and downs. But, you know, not to sound corny, but I'm extremely grateful, man. Like, it's a lot of really cool people, a lot of really cool places. And I'm grateful that I have not worked a day in my life all the way up to being 30. So hopefully I can continue to do it and do what I love. And like you guys suggested, I mean, I would love to get into coaching after just trying to get back to the game and do what I love at the end of the day, you know.
I absolutely love it. The reason I ask, I was looking at your time with the Miami Dolphins. You go down there, you get signed, Tua gets hurt, you play in a game, you get benched, then you're on the active roster again. I mean, just – I mean, every day is something. You're like Rocky, Tim. I'm like, it's not hard. You get punched. It's whether or not you get back up. And my goodness, man.
Yeah, no doubt. It's allowed me to have some thick skin, but also have some really cool perspectives. You know, like it's a lovely game. I love the sport. You know, it's high profile. You know, the NFL. But at the end of the day, you have to come back to center. You have to find the people in your corner who are always going to have your back. You know, at the end of the day, life's still good. You know, I do what I love. It's a game. You know, I love it. We all want to go win a Super Bowl, but at the end of the day, I have good perspective just because I've gone through it. I've gotten cut. I've gotten benched. I've been a starter. I've been on the, you know, right. I've gotten cut and been at home for 3 weeks thinking my career is going to be over. And, you know, even this free agency, guys, I'd be honest with you. I didn't hear a peep from anyone for a couple weeks. You know, I'm talking with my agent. I'm like, hey, is my career over? Like, what, you know, what's the deal here? And all of a sudden, I had a couple teams interested. I was like, oh, I kind of got to take a deep breath. And then I had to work out with the Titans, and it went really well. And they signed me on the spot. And, again, that's a weight off my back because I can kind of just sink into my offseason now and try to learn this offense as fast as possible. But, yeah, it's been pretty crazy. But it's given me some really cool perspective, not only in football but in life, you know, just trying to stay as even keeled as possible.
Well, you're a winner because you went to Eastern Kentucky and played football, and we love Eastern Kentucky.
Go Currys, baby.
On this show, you took a chance. You transferred down to Eastern Kentucky. How was that valuable to you and your career to springboard you where you need to go? Because you got to play a lot at Eastern Kentucky.
No doubt. Yeah, like in the moment, you know, in the moment, it's like, wow. You know, it's like it felt like the only thing I had to do, right? Like I was at UConn for 3 years. You know, I kind of had an up and down career and I was like, you know what? I want a clean slate. So I transferred. In hindsight, you know, like I'm a little older now. I'm like, wow, I really just went all the way across the freaking country, not across the country, but went to Eastern Kentucky, bet on myself and, you know, kind of just went to this random school I didn't really know anything about. And, Yeah, extremely good for my career, obviously. Just got a fresh start, but met a lot of cool people down there. But, yeah, I really enjoyed my time at EKU, man. Richmond's a cool spot. And, again, like you said, I was able to play football, be a starting quarterback, put up some decent numbers, and it helped me ultimately get seen by the Packers, and then they signed me as an undrafted free agent.
Tim, before we let you go, how much interaction did you have with Chad Brinker in Green Bay, and did he play a role in you coming here?
Absolutely. So he actually was the scout that came to my pro day at Eastern Kentucky. So Chad and I go back, 7 years now, and he gave me my first look into the NFL, man. And he stood on a table for me and said, "Hey, I don't know much about this kid, but he watched me throw up pro day, and he brought it to the Packers' attention and said, I think it's worth a look." And, you know, fast forward a few months, they brought me in as a undrafted free agent, and, you know, I made a team, and I was there for 3 years, and Brink and I have had a really good relationship ever since, and I'm extremely happy to see him doing his thing now with the Titans, man. He's earned it. He's a good quality man, good family man, and I'm happy for his progression, obviously, in this league too. But just like I said, product of your environment. I want to be around good, honest people, and I think Brink is one of those people.
Well, Tim, we're excited to have you here in Nashville. Thanks so much for doing this, man. I can say this, whether you go into coaching or not, you could certainly do this on a daily basis. So I really enjoy catching up with you.
Just don't do it in Nashville. Go get, go somewhere else and get a sports talk job.
I appreciate you, boys. You guys so much.
Awesome. We'll see you soon.
Yes, sir. Have a good one, guys.
Tim Boyle, new Titans quarterback, joining us here on the program and, of course, played at Eastern Kentucky and – a lot of connections. There's always some connections with Chad Brinker and Green Bay.
Great question.
You know, and it's funny, when I asked the Aaron Rodgers question with the Jets, I was so focused on that year. I'm like, oh, yeah, he spent 3 years in Green Bay where Aaron Rodgers had a little bit of time. So appreciate Tim for joining us. We'll come back, react to some of that and much more. You can weigh in 615-737-1025. That's our phone and text line driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. Also, we're a little late on this because – we've just had so much going on today. Usually we do this in the 9 o'clock hour. You can text the keyword IDOL, I-D-O-L, now to 615-737-1025 for your chance to win a pair of all-inclusive Eurostone Club tickets to see Billy Idol and Joan Jett and the Blackhearts at Bridgestone Arena on Saturday, May 17th. That's served up by Bavarian Beer House located at Opry Mills Mall. Enjoy traditional German beer, brats, giant pretzels, and more in their expansive beer hall and garden. Just text IDOL, I-D-O-L, to 615-737-1025.